Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
3 o'clock. Great to have you. The football conversation is high gear. We do have an update on this Ben Simmons thing. And I'll bring it up because I'll just keep telling you. Pistons were mentioned as a team that was kicking the tires, and I fully support it. I tell you right now, I take Jeremy Grant, two first-round picks. If Philly doesn't want it, they don't have to have it. I take Ben Simmons. All-NBA, all-defensive team, can play four positions, can guard five, needs a new start, doesn't want to be in Philly. Plus, he's a clutch client, and if I bring him here, clutch will give me some of their free agents when we're ready to win.
Well, he's going to have Adele at the game? That's about it.
Let's go!
Who's going to
score? Hello? It's me. I don't care.
That's Lionel Richie, but okay.
See? That's her. That's her.
Yeah.
Listen, here's my point. Read the Ben Simmons update because it's fabulous.
If Ben Simmons comes here, who's going to score if you get rid of Jeremy?
We'll figure it out later. Go ahead.
Yeah, according to agent role general Nowrowski, Ben Simmons showed up today to the facility. He packed his stuff up, refused to practice, and he left. And then he adds this one just came out. Then, I guess, he told the medical staff that he was dealing with back tightness. That's why
he
wanted to leave. But
Listen. This is a standoff. He doesn't want to be in Philly. His price, therefore, there are no suitors. They still want MVP caliber pricing. Not going to get it. You're not going to get three first-round picks. You're not going to get an all-star player. So I don't know how it'll work. I just know, like the Lions with Tua, you're either in the game or you're not. And I'm not mad if you don't get him. I'm not mad if Philly tells you to pound sand. But I still think at 24 years old, Ben Simmons needs a market like Detroit. He can't handle Philly. Plus, what went down in the playoffs, Philly ain't ever going to forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What have the Pistons been built on when they have championship teams? Defense.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, he's a defensive player of the year candidate.
True.
Okay. Now, true or false, it's good to have multiple ball handlers.
True.
True or false, you want Killian Hayes dead?
That is not true.
Okay. The point is you don't like him.
No, the point is I don't think he's any good.
Okay.
It's the same reason why I'm gonna let you finish. No, you keep going.
Because I'm just making a point that with Cade Cunningham.
Because you lost me at bringing Ben Simmons here.
Because you're not bold.
Mike, that's not bold.
That's bold.
Okay, bringing Tua is bold. Bringing Ben Simmons is why?
Because
he
once
quit on
again,
his team.
Guess what? The Pistons are driving a minivan. I'm offering you at least a sedan paid off.
The Pistons have gone and upgraded to a used car at the used car lot.
And it's this is a nicer one.
This is one.
And
that
it's a clutch client.
No. This is one that you're going to have to replace the engine. Has no brakes, and you're riding around on ball tires.
By acquiring Ben Simmons.
And had flood damage because it was underwater in Florida.
By acquiring Simmons, you are now in the clutch pipeline.
So?
So what?
So what?
So what? Nobody wants to play here.
Right.
So what? Clutch controls some of the most powerful free agents
and
in the upcoming years.
And if Ben Simmons comes here, nobody's going to want to come play in Detroit or with Ben Simmons.
Well, that's not true.
And now you're stuck with him.
That's not true.
And Adele. So you'll have Adele at the game.
Hello.
This is for as great as you were in the first hour. This
I don't think it's wrong.
No,
look,
you out there swinging and missing.
Is Ben Simmons still one of the top 50 players in basketball? Yes.
Let me see the bottom 10.
See, what he's doing is not fair. This is openly not fair.
What? It's not fair.
Offering you a defensive player of the year candidate. Mm-hmm. I'm offering you a guy who has massive versatility. You're judging him as if he can't get better. Because the last thing we saw, all you're doing is recency bias. No.
It's not recency bias. It's something happened and he doesn't look the same. Mm-hmm. He's gone through that transformation where I don't know if he ever goes back. You know, I don't know if he's crossed that Kanye West bridge you never get him back the same again.
Who's got a brighter future, Jeremy Grant or Ben Simmons?
That's a tough question.
No, it is not.
One may not play this year, and the other is going to probably be the leading scorer on the Pistons.
I have tried every angle.
Grant could be the leading scorer on the Pistons.
On a team that's not any good. I'm trying to build a championship team.
So you bring Simmons here. He ain't shooting the ball. Like, for some reason, okay, if he went through some type of psychological evaluation and I found out why he doesn't like shooting the ball, then maybe I take a chance.
You do realize a basketball
player that doesn't shoot.
The Pistons inquired. You do realize that.
That's fine. No. So, you do your due diligence.
Okay.
But I'm not, what do you want for it? Anything other than a ham and cheese sandwich, good.
That is the easy way out for you.
That's not the easy way out.
You're operating in a situation that is totally unrealistic.
Mike.
Ham sandwich.
I said with cheese. You can put some cheddar jack on there. Gouda. Whatever.
Listen.
Some of that fancy cheese you service when we at your house.
Listen.
We can use some of that.
I will throw the number out. The football conversation is still there. I just thought, look, why not? This, to me, in Detroit, we don't get access to players. We don't. And we're not going to win the lottery again. We have this opportunity to bring a star here. I didn't say superstar, but Ben Simmons still is an all-star player.
Okay, but his arrow is trending down.
Needs change of scenery. Philly can destroy anyone.
Okay, here's the thing, Mike. The baskets are the same height and length.
What are you, Norman Dale? Thank you for the Hoosier speech.
No, he doesn't shoot anymore. Something is mentally, physically, you're correct.
That's what he could do all that. The scenery's for. Okay.
You know what? In rooting for radio, I actually hope they make this deal.
That's right.
Because I swear to God, the day you come up here and say, he sucks. No, cut his mic off.
That's right.
Cut his saying one bad thing.
I would like to see the Pistons inquire.
Inquire. And once again.
And you really?
If they say, how about we get some turkey with that ham and cheese? No, too much.
248-539-9797. Which of my ideas is crazier? Deshaun Watson's getting traded, and I'm not screaming and yelling for the Lions to do it. They're not in a position to do it. But Tua is probably going with him, and there's this talk of a third team because he ain't going to Houston. I want to bring Tua here. And this Ben Simmons thing, the worse it gets in Philly, the more I think the price has a chance to go down. I want to get Ben Simmons. Look, Jeremy Grant is a fine American, but I don't need Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant's got another year on his deal. He's not a franchise guy, and he can help Philly right now. He can. Philly has said they will not deal Simmons unless they get a player that can help them right now. Jeremy Grant on the Sixers makes them a better team. True or false?
Yes.
Perfect.
Ben Simmons on the Pistons helps him out.
Long term? Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
You know what it helps them get? It helps them get a better draft pick.
It helps us get
clutch. Because they won't win any games.
It helps us get clutch on our side, and we might get a free agent.
Yeah, clutch ain't sending nobody here unless he gets on clutch's bad side. Oh, you showed up late for a meeting? I'm sending you to Detroit.
This is a remarkable conversation. 248-539-9797. David, your thoughts on the matter?
I would not touch Ben Simmons.
This is great. I'll be the lone survivor.
I would not.
I'll be the I will stand here and defend myself.
I understand what you're saying. Oh,
he's broken.
He can't do Philly because it's a bigger market. I get it. And Detroit's not as big as Philly. But I'm worrying about the heart and the ego of this guy.
Dude, David,
I don't see it.
He's broken. I'm not saying he's hit that point yet. Very Kwame Brownish. Very Kwame Brownish.
Mm-hmm.
Got broken by Jordan and never was the same. Tell me I'm wrong. 248-539-9797.
Kwame Brown was never an all-star. Kwame Brown was never a defensive player of the year candidate. Kwame Brown.
But he's Mike, but he's broken.
It's just it's an absurd comparison.
He is a broken player. And sometimes they don't come back the same way.
248-539-9797. I'm throwing out creativity. I'm throwing out energy. I'm trying to make our teams better. And Rico is sitting here talking about ham sandwiches.
Because you're throwing out garbage with this one.
I'm throwing out garbage because I want to inquire about a 24-year-old all-star who's fallen out in Philadelphia.
You can inquire, but I'm not giving up Grant.
Yeah, a guy who's complained and said, oh, they built around Embiid and not me. Well, they're not building around him in Detroit.
Yeah, but you know what, David?
Want to send Killian Hayes for him?
There has been one radio host in town who's routinely told you for years that Embiid and Simmons don't fit together.
Oh, I understand that.
It's kind of a thing.
But this is Cade's team. This is going to be Cade's team. It's not going to be his team.
Cade is a guard. That's okay. Cade's also going to need someone to take the pressure off him as a primary ball handler. I think the Pistons are going to want to get a little more up-tempo as time goes
on. So what, is he going to teach Cade not to shoot baskets?
See, your stand-up routine is wonderful.
It's not stand-up routine,
Rico,
Mike.
Rico will be
Mike,
at the Comedy Castle Mike, Friday night.
Mike, those are facts. He does not shoot the ball anymore.
We will work on it.
We will work on it. You know what? That's good enough for me. Bring him here. Well, we'll work on that. Now, you know,
radio in this town and talking about these teams, it's like standing on the side of the road. You don't even care what car pulls up or who's driving it. You just want to get in. That's all. I'm just asking for a ride.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.